Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, Unit 6, covering databases and SQL. In this lecture, we will take our first close look at SQL. We will look at SQL standards, SQL that creates a database, and the associated tables and relationships between those tables. We will use the small four-table design about drug trial data that we developed in the previous slides as an example. Take a look at the database design on this slide. Notice that primary and foreign keys have been indicated and that the cardinality of the relationships is shown. Since every database management system, or DBMS, is supposed to support the basic SQL standards as laid out by ANSI and ISO, we will be able to look at the statements of one DBMS and know that another DBMS will not differ appreciably. Some of the more sophisticated DBMS products like Oracle and SQL Server have added features and code syntax that extends beyond the basic standard. Most of the SQL syntax differences are found in SQL procedures that occur at a higher level than the basic standard. While SQL looks dissimilar at higher levels, the basic standard remains similar between different DBMS products. For our purposes, we will be using basic statements that adhere closely to the standard. The code is for SQL Server, but with minor changes, it could be used in any DBMS. Although it is not critical at this time to understand the significance of all SQL syntax in the slide examples, it is important to learn what SQL can do. First, we will look at SQL that creates a database. The code shown could be extensively more complicated if we were to override statement defaults, but if we use the default settings, this statement will create a database called drug trials. The extension .mdf is the actual database file, and the extension .dat is a file that will keep a log of what happens to the database. SQL to create a table is shown here. Notice that the primary key attribute institution name is declared as not null. This means that this attribute must be present when adding data about an institution to the table. This makes sense since we are going to access the table most of the time by presenting the primary key. Any other attributes in the table that the users have decided must be present, like institution contact, must also be coded as not null. Attributes that are not mandatory can be designated as null, meaning that they do not have to be present in data that is being added to the table. Data type is also stipulated. This is part of the domain information for the attributes. Institution name, for instance, has a maximum size of 15 characters. This means that any institution names that exceed 15 characters will be truncated. It is feasible to wonder if two institutions with long names would end up with the same institution name, if they were truncated. This is important because institution name, is the primary key and it has to be unique. This could be handled in a number of different ways. The 15th character could be a number that would distinguish the institutions, at least as far as the table is concerned, or an abbreviation of the institution name, emphasizing the differences in the name, could be used. All of the attributes except institution contact, are varchar, which means that they have a variable number of characters up to the maximum stipulated. Institution contact, is declared as int or integer. The last line is a constraint designating the primary key as having unique values within the table. Constraints are named and stored in the database. Taking advantage of the primary key name, the name of the constraint is institution name pk. In this slide, we are creating one more table in the example drug trial database so that we may create the relationship between the two tables. A SQL alter statement is used to add a foreign key constraint named cinstitution name fk, to the table trial. The references phrase connects institution name in clinical trial testing institution with institution name fk in the trial table. Before this constraint is added to the database, the relationship doesn't exist. In other words, just having the primary key of one table repeated in the other table is not enough to complete the relationship.